This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Number three, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go to the phones. We've got Michael calling in from Maine, listening to 780 AM WXME in Monticello. Michael, welcome to Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how's it going? I just want to first off say thank you for taking my call. Earlier, a gentleman called in and was just touching the fact that you guys really do take calls just by anybody. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. What's on your mind?
I was calling because, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's by 2020, the Pentagon is mandating that females be integrated into combat roles. And I was wondering, what was your take on that? I'm currently serving in the Marine Corps, mm-hmm. and so the credo is every Marine is a rifleman, and that does include females.
Right.
So in boot camp, not boot camp, the next level of boot camp is called Marine Combat Training. Even females have to go through that. So
right.
They're for a whole month, they're getting training, just like men doing the same exact thing. So, what do you guys think about that?
Well, my own personal... I'm going to speak up because I think I'm the only veteran in the room.
Correct. I'm a conscientious objector and wound up never joining.
And I'm a military brat. I grew up, my whole family's military.
Yeah. So, first of all, I hope we don't need combat forces anymore. That would be my first take. I recognize the world's an ugly place, but I hope that we can live in a world where we don't put people in the position where they have to do things that may haunt them for the rest of their lives. So with that preface, if it's an all-volunteer military, whether it be a militia, which I would rather prefer, I would rather have people join civilian things. I'm not a fan of standing armies. But if females wish to join and they wish to join in a combat role, then I have no issue with that. I don't think there's a good argument against it. Everybody talks about, you don't know what might happen in a foxhole and things like that. Well,
right.
that's part of the deal. I know some female Marines. I don't know if she's listening tonight, but a good friend of mine from Oregon did a number of years in the Marine Corps. She's as gung-ho now as she was when she was in.
Just real quick, based on a very quick search of some news, it appears as though women are already serving in some combat roles in certain situations.
Some combat roles,
said that you had heard that by 2020 that it would be like, every combat role would only be women. What exactly was the 2020 thing again?
If I'm not mistaken, the Pentagon is mandating that the Marine Corps integrate females into combat roles.
Like so specifically the Pentagon. Okay, so I'm saying is about other things. So let me see what I can find on Marines, because I just typed in women Pentagon combat roles and came up with other stuff.
I didn't realize
you were talking specifically about the Marines.
So is like the concern, I guess, like the devil's advocate part, like people are worried that like temptation or whatever on the battlefield between man and woman
right.
is going to like distract them from executing it.
There is part of that. The other thing is that traditional male role is the protector of the weaker sex, that if a man might be more likely to do something horrendously stupid to protect a woman that he might not do for another man. There's that. There's the question of fraternization. Fraternization is a real thing in the military. And would it be any more so there than it was in communications that I worked in.
But then there's also concerns, and I'm not seeing anything necessarily in the news about this particular topic.
I think you might want to look at Soldier 2020. That might be what he's referring
to. But, you know, there's also the concerns of, are the females capable of performing, you know, specific functions?
Right, upper body strength, things like that.
I know that they have a different set of standards, in, you know, as far as in the Marine Corps physically. So, I mean, I think that if they can complete and, you know, their training, no matter what sex they are, you know, let them be in it, you know. But if we're going to lower the standards for them, that's not fair. I mean, that you know,
I don't disagree with you. Yep, I agree with you completely. It was that way when I was in the Army, too. You know, it was like,
I'm a woman, and I don't want anybody lowering standards for me if I join the military.
I think it was 40 push-ups for us in 2 minutes when I was in. This was back in the Revolutionary War. But it was like 12 for women in 2 minutes or something like that. It was a marked difference. And I understand the physiological differences, but we're talking about performance that's either going to save your life or cost you your life. So why shouldn't it be the same standard? I don't disagree with that.
Absolutely. But let me ask you guys another question now. You know, this is kind of a follow-up question. So theoretically, right, we're going to have women in the infantry. So does that mean now that all women should have to sign up for the selective service? Yeah. Because right now it's only men. And, you know, females, they want to be in the infantry role, so I say, you know, they have to sign up for service, just like all the men.
I got a better solution, and that is do away with the draft that we don't use anyway.
I don't believe people should be forced to fight battles they don't want to fight.
The long and the short of it is a drafted army is a slave army, and it's harsh to think of it in those terms, but the idea of conscription is to rip you away from whatever you were doing before, your pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and put you in an army and tell you what you have to do. And that may involve killing other people. So I have a fundamental issue with the draft. We don't have a problem with a volunteer military today.
And I think a draft, in my opinion, is kind of like an act of terror in itself, because it's literally forcing people, like it's forcing people with coercion to fight in a battle that they probably feel is unjust and don't want to fight. I mean,
even if they do agree with it, even if they do agree with the mission, then let them join voluntarily and not say,
correct.
Everybody that signs up for the military does so voluntarily right now, but when you're drafted, you're forced to do it. That's where I have an issue.
Yeah.
But imagine if we didn't have the draft. I mean, you know, in all the wars that we fought.
Michael, you're breaking up. I think we just lost you. Thank you for the call. Definitely call in again, but again, only one call per night.
Yeah,
855-450-free.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear from you again.
I'm only on Thursdays, so try to call in those days.
But
every Thursday.
No, let's talk about the draft a little bit more, because I think he was trying to make a point. The draft has been used throughout all of the previous, you know, very just, good. What, the American Revolution, there was a draft. The Civil War, there was a draft. World War One and World War Two, there was a draft.
Vietnam, Korea. Yeah, I disagree completely. Like I said, conscription is slavery. It is removing you from whatever you were choosing to do, and under threat of locking you up and throwing away the key, you have to do the job that we say you have to do. Now, soldiers can, and some successfully have fought it once they've been in, you know, said that they're a conscientious objector, and they end up
And that's
getting
a very difficult process.
It is.
I work with this woman that's from Russia, and she was telling me the other day, she's like, growing up in Russia or whatever, when you turn 18, and because right now her son's 18 and is thinking about taking that gap year or whatever before going off to school. But in Russia, if you don't go to college when you graduate, you have to go into the military for men, not for women, but just for men. So either the man goes to college or he goes in the military. Those are his only two options.
Right. I know a lot of people, a lot of kids that are 18 years old that aren't suited for either one. And Israel has always had mandatory military service for men and women, I believe.
Sounds accurate.
I think I want to fact check myself.
Since they became a country in 1947.
Right.
Your calls and thoughts welcome on the draft or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The Crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the Crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the Crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to save 5, 10, 15, 20%, maybe a little bit more on things you were going to buy anyway? Well, there's a way you can do that. And you get these, again, big savings when you go to saveatpurse.com. I just wound up saving 23% on some Cobra grips. And Chris was like, what are those? So it's a wrist wrap that has a grip. So when you're lifting weights, you
free
put
weights.
This yep. free weight, barbells, dumbbells, things of that sort.
Instead of get personal, Daryl.
What?
Dumbbells. Go ahead.
So if it's something that, you know, your regular grip can't necessarily hold, but you could lift, you have this. There's the ones that I have are called Cobra grips. So it loops inside your hand and creates some extra grip resistance there. It allows you to pick up heavier weights.
But you got it for much less?
23%.
23%. That's incredible.
On some Cobra grips. And I did that by going to saveatpurse.com, putting items in my Amazon wish list, then importing the wish list into the account there at saveatpurse.com. And then you fund the account with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. And I just had to wait a couple of hours for this order to wind up being picked up by somebody. And I got the things in the mail today. I placed the order late Tuesday. Saveatpurse.com. And there's still more to the article about the database on police crime that hopefully we'll be able to get back into. Even if we don't, the link has been posted on the Facebook and the Twitter where you can find it. Let's go to the phone where we've got Sarah calling in from not the Commonwealth, but the state of New Mexico.
It's the Commonwealth of Albuquerque.
Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
What's that?
What do you mean by Commonwealth of Albuquerque? What does that mean?
We've been asking ourselves that all night long. So I was just making a joke referencing another caller.
So, Sarah, there's a caller, and if you actually listened to the show, other than when you're either on hold or on the phone, you would know there's another caller that he likes to point out that he's from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we were just making a joke about the type of government there in New Mexico and Albuquerque. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to bring up that kind of like Art Bell again, but, you know, I feel that I had many lifetimes on Atlantis.
Uh-huh.
The reason I assume this is because I read and I hear and I listen and I try to learn everything about Atlantis. So when George Norrie used to talk about life on Atlantis, I was just so interested, like how some of the Albanians winded up getting stuck in the Pyrenees Mountains, but the Basques are the descendants of the Albanians, the ones that escaped before it sank.
Oh, the ones you and Daryl are related to, right?
Not Daryl. I had a DNA test. I'm 4% Neanderthal.
But no
Atlantean came up in my DNA.
But you flew in your dream.
That's all right. Can I ask a quick question, though?
You can ask as many questions as you want, Chris.
Do you think maybe you believe that you have had many lives on Atlantis throughout time because you just said you read everything you can possibly find to read about Atlantis?
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm very interested on life on Atlantis. You know, and I was told that if you're very attracted to the art, the clothing, the architecture of a certain kind of civilization,
right,
because you had lifetimes there. That's what was mentioned.
So I like Victorian homes. What does that mean?
You grew up in Victorian London, obviously.
Oh, my grandmother was from England. It all makes sense.
I really like Game of Thrones, and I'm fascinated by the Dragon Queen. Does that mean that I grew up in Westeros at one point?
You were a Viking, maybe. You see that movie, How to Train Your Dragon? It's a good movie.
Nope.
I like chocolate.
I'm not 7.
And I'm Swiss.
thing is, it could be. And I heard some CDs and some teachings is that one third of the elite Atlanteans that were very God conscious left and went to parts of like India and Arabia and took their culture and art with them. And I have always been attracted to Indian and Arabic architecture, music.
Arabic.
Well, is it their language? And I've always been attracted to all of their jewelry and their clothes, and I never understood why. They seem so familiar because the Atlanteans, the one-third that was with Jesus, Jesus was emperor of that civilization, they went to that part of the country and took their art.
Fun fact, do you know who else believes that she lived previous lives on Atlantis?
Who?
The actress Shirley MacLaine. A fun little
thing. So, Sarah, I've got a question for you. I find Brazilian women to be incredibly sexy. What does that mean?
Well, I think it means that if you probably had them as a wife and you have offspring, it'll be a very healthy offspring. We're attracted to certain people because of the best offspring. The offsprings are a genetic combination would create the most healthiest, brightest offspring. That's why we're attracted to that particular, set of people. So then, you know, Daryl, you're attracted to somebody that's dark with brunette hair and dark brown eyes because your genes must be light. That's kind of like what I'm saying. I don't know if that has to do with a past life. Unless you were attracted to like Brazilian architecture and clothing and
I think it's more about the booty.
Yeah, I really haven't paid much attention to the architecture of what structures the Brazilian women are in. But I will say that if you ever get a chance to go to California, and I don't drink coffee, but go to one of the Brazilian coffee drive-through coffee shops, wearing something that legally is a bikini. Some nice visuals.
Good, though?
I don't drink coffee.
What do you do? Just go through like, yeah, I'm looking at your menu. Give me a second. Hold on.
Brazilian coffee like good?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't drink coffee. Yeah. Sarah, any tips on
Daryl's just creeping through
whether
the
or not Brazilian coffee is any good?
Well, I don't know. If you probably had offsprings with them, it'll be the best looking ones, I suppose.
I agree
That's
with
why
you completely.
We're attracted to certain individuals.
Sarah, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer. And they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And don't forget, the website, freetalklive.com, is a website that you can actually contribute to. There's a Reddit integrated something another. I don't know exactly how it works, but if you're on the Reddit, then you can submit things, and then could possibly, after being voted up, if it gets voted down, it's not going to make it to the front page, but if it gets voted up enough times, it could make it to the front page of Free Talk Live. And again, you know, sometimes we look at that for show prep, and you can, you know, help direct the, you know, direction of the show if you don't want to call in. But why wouldn't you? We take your calls, and if you've listened tonight, you know, that's evidence that we'll take pretty much anybody. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we were talking earlier, Chris, about this database that has been attempted to be compiled about how many crimes are committed by members of police forces across the country. And let's sort of recap a little bit about this, and then I know there's
sure.
definitely some more info. So a criminal justice master student decided to start compiling some data, came up with a data set that includes just over 8,000 police incidents in resulting in 13,623 charges, not necessarily convictions, charges involving 6,596 officers from 2005 to 2012. Data covers 2,830 state, local, and special law enforcement agencies across all 50 states plus D.C. And again, that's just a fraction of the nearly 18,000 such law enforcement agencies across the United States.
Now, what's interesting, and we keep coming back to this, you know, we've got to emphasize it's a very small sample.
Correct.
And we don't really know. Well, the fact is our federal government, who most people assume would be tracking this. So, for example, the FBI, no, honestly, and it's a Uniform Crime Reporting Database, you can pull up any statistic on the number of gun crimes or the number of thefts or the number of, and because all these different departments in the country report in on that, but there is no regulation mandating that they report crimes involving police officers.
And not just that, there's no requirement that they wind up reporting so-called officer-involved shootings.
Well, that's
there's
where
no requirement that they report cases of misconduct. There's no requirement that they report anything about what their officers are doing.
And to me, this should be a slam dunk for somebody in Congress. What is wrong with looking at data?
What do you do?
You know, honestly, the federal government looks at our data all the time. Why could we not make it a requirement that all officer-involved shootings, all charges against police officors, get reported to a database so that, that the data is out there to see? If there's no problem, the data will represent it. And if there is, okay, well, then you might identify some trends, some ideas on how to solve some of these issues. The fact that there are so many officers involved in violent crimes, and as this study shows, half of these things were involving violent crimes.
Yes.
That's a real high number.
There has been an undertaking over the last couple of years to try to compile all of the people that have been killed by police officers. Killedbypolice.net is what I found to be probably the most comprehensive. And this requires people to dig through basically every news outlet across the country. And they rely, I believe, a lot on volunteers. And to date, they have, and again, you know, this isn't necessarily 100% accurate. There's probably a few that are missing here. But to date, they show 848 people having been killed by police in the United States so far this year. In 2016, there were 1,163 people in the United States killed by police.
Yeah, and that
and
doesn't,
the FBI doesn't tabulate this number.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to say that absolutely does not mean that every one of those persons was innocent, or that none of them were not, that some of them were absolutely involved in committing crimes. I have no doubt. But these numbers, compared to other countries, are really, really, really high. And I think it's fair to compare our rates of police shootings versus other countries.
And then you also have to, you know, look at sort of the ethical aspect here of, should police be serving as judge, jury, and executioner in the moment?
Right. Well, that's absolutely a constitutional question. And I think when officers take that into their own hands, and I recognize that there are going to be times when that is necessary, that it can't be avoided. If you're an officer and a suspect is drawing on you and he has a gun in his hand and he's ready to fire, I can't fault
right,
a cop.
That would certainly be justifiable.
It's self-defense. But again,
young black guy took off running, so therefore going to shoot. Or what was the incident in South Carolina that wound up getting a lot of attention? Wasn't a young guy, was fairly older guy that was doing something described as running.
See, what I don't like, where are the police chiefs and stuff speaking out, being like, okay, even though they didn't get indicted or whatever, like, shouldn't the police chiefs be, like, going public being like, look, this is unacceptable behavior for our department. We should not be having somebody that was simply, you know, like, under these circumstances, this is not okay. Where's, like...
Right.
You know what I mean?
And they do sometimes come out. Unfortunately,
some of them.
The police unions are very, very powerful, and the police chiefs are often members of those same police unions. And they sort of adopt this circle the wagons thing whenever there is a, quote, officer-involved shooting where nothing comes out. And
but this wasn't even a shooting. It was just the guy was in a van.
Yeah. No, I understand exactly what you're saying. Me, personally, when there is a bad cop in any department, I immediately question the entire department. And before people start haranguing me for saying, well, you're going to judge everybody based on one bad apple, no, I'm going to... base that on where are all these good cops that should have been stopping a bad cop.
And again, the people that like to say, well, just a few bad apples, they forget the entire proverb is a few bad apples spoils the bunch.
Right. But police officers typically work in a team. They're working with a partner or they're part of a squad or something like that.
I think it's because they build, like, a relationship. You know
well,
what I mean?
They do, and there is this thin blue line, which is
the
not...
The brotherhood, the thin blue line.
See, right. I don't want, like, to seem... Like, I do think that we need police. Like, I'm not one of those people. I know there's some people on this show. There's a lot of people in the Libertarian Party or something that... They're more anarchists.
I'd rather be private.
I think there's a reason that we have police departments. I think local police would be more effective and accountable, you know? I think with the bigger the department...
If they were only going after people that have, you know, committed something with actual victim. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, 23,000 people... Nearly 70% of the tickets and arrests get written are for things with no victim.
Okay, but even the victim part of things, right? Like, because of the whole no victim, no crime thing, it's not changing anything. So if we step back and kind of take another look at this, like, why are people supporting the war on drugs? It's not necessarily because they think there's a victim. It's because they think it's for the greater good.
All right.
I mean?
Some people support it because, well, it's a way for the local police to make money so that they can then have money.
Oh,
asset forfeiture
no, not
makes
that.
Them a lot of money.
That's not what I was responding
Your
to.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Veer, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dirt over the years. You can take your MyPillow, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason in the first 60 days, you get your money back. Maybe, and I think I know the reason why somebody might not like their MyPillow, because it happened to me when I first got mine. I didn't get the right size. I got one that was a little too thin, and it was like, what's the deal here? Like, I don't understand why this is special. Oh, you got one that's too small, and then I got the right size. Oh, yeah, this is absolutely amazing. So maybe that's why you don't like it. They'll make sure that you're satisfied. And again, 60-day money-back guarantee. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. We'll go to the phones here in just a second. But, Heather, you were trying to make a point towards the end of the last segment about keeping police local.
Yeah, I just think that, like, I'm not one of those people that think that the police serve no purpose. And I actually had a situation happen the other day driving home from work where some guy got road rage and, like, followed my car, right? My phone had fallen in between. Yeah, I swear to God, he, like, followed me.
I read it.
You read it?
Yeah,
he, like,
what you were driving, what kind of a maniac driver you were.
Okay, I didn't do anything. All right, thanks. This guy, like, just popped up out of nowhere and was, like, honking his horn at me, follows me into a neighborhood, and, like, starts I thought he was going to ram my car. That's what it seemed like. And I kept driving faster to, like, get away from him. And he was following me all throughout this
neighborhood. Did he have flashy blue and red lights?
No,
because I really hate when they tailgate me with those silly lights.
This isn't even a joke, though. This is, like, a seriously happened. It gave me, nearly a heart attack. Like, this guy was going crazy. And, like, this was, a day after somebody walked into a hospital here in New Hampshire and shot it up, like, or shot his mother in the hospital. But, people go crazy like this all the time. And then I had mentioned in my post there that my phone fell between the seats, so I couldn't call police. And somebody actually commented on it and was like, oh, libertarians don't call police for help. They have a gun and they protect themselves. And I'm like, you know, this is like the kind of stupidity, right? Like, that some people have, like, police serve no purpose. Like, you know what? There's things go wrong. Having a group of people in a community that are there for you in the event that you need them,
right.
Not, you know, to harass you, not to, you know, like, all of the things that we see on a day-to-day basis, but police do serve a purpose. So it's really unfortunate when I see stuff like this happening with Freddie Gray and these other law enforcement officers, because there are ones out there that in a certain time of need, you know, that
you
we should
need.
Be able to call.
Right. I don't disagree. I see value in having some sort of a police force, and I think in a purely libertarian world, you would still have that. It would be private. And you wouldn't be paying people to harass people over how long they've been parked in front of a store, for example,
right.
or things like that. So it would be very, very different. They would be focused on, I think, solving actual crimes with actual victims, which Daryl brought up. But,
and also crime prevention.
Right. Yeah, which is real.
We see this in Detroit with the Threat Management Center. And we could go on and on, but let's go to the phones. Where we've got someone calling himself or herself El Diablo Policia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Listen, I'll wear the hat. You've made a great argument over the past month, and you've said it multiple times, and it's worth repeating. They don't go far enough when they talk about an apple spoiling the bunch.
Right.
Because it's the bunch that does get spoiled. This is Tom, by the way, from Baltimore. And believe me, I've been labeled a devil police for many years from people sometimes who have had bad experiences with police and others who just don't like police. And I understand that. Believe me, let's take Black Lives Matter, for example. You see the pushback from a lot of police groups and conservative groups, and I just don't see that as professional. We're supposed to be above the fray. And listen, whether or not you agree with their statistics, I don't. You can't argue with the fact that a large number of them perceive them to be true. And that's what we as professional police officers really have to address, the perception. And that's our job, to meet that, not with anger and hostility, but with compassion, understanding, and an attempt to educate. Maybe we'll get educated. Sometimes we do. We're not always right. Again, I simply don't agree with their statistics. I don't agree with their methods. I think they could be making a lot more progress if they approach it from a different way. But we can't make any progress if we don't come together and talk.
Right.
What I did want to mention, I know we're coming up at the end of the hour, but we've been talking about these various incidents and what police have and haven't done. And again, you know, it's not a good time for our profession. I'll be the first to admit that. I can't put my finger on exactly what is happening. I do find it interesting that when a lot of these things occur, no one ever traces it back to how did this person get hired? Because
right.
every police department dealt with any type of reputability and accreditation, they have a detective, a professional police detective assigned to investigate these people.
Right.
That's one of the first places you want to look. But I see time and time again where police are failing to meet what used to be commonplace, and that is to do your duty with honor. Look
right.
at the Pulse nightclub shooting in Florida. That was a disgrace. They left those people in there to die. Now,
right.
the chief said it turned from an active shooter to a hostage barricade, and that's why they had to stop, because of policy. Listen, they had tactical, they really made a tactical error. They had the numbers. They had the guy in sight. They had him pinned down, and they retreated. And they left him in there a dying situation. I'm astonished that no citizen has come forward and sued the police department. I'm aware of the Supreme Court ruling. However, most police departments have in their policy and the oath that they give their officers that there's two things of priority, preserve life and preserve property. Citizens need to start suing these departments and demanding that they hire honorable officers and that they uphold their oath and do their duty honorably.
Hey, I got to jump in here real quick. I am one of those guys who has been on like police chief selection committees and stuff like that. And you're right, there is a lot of investigation. Sometimes, particularly in smaller towns, they don't have anybody qualified to do it, so they look elsewhere. They'll look to the state police to do those investigations for them and things like that. But what I was going to say was, at least in some areas I have lived, there's definitely a good old boys network. So even if a bad cop gets fired from a small department, it's okay. I know a guy over in this town who will pick you up. Does that happen much in Maryland, too?
Absolutely. And if they can't get hired in Maryland, the more they're blackballed, they'll just move further away. I know several bad cops who actually hold command positions in some small southern and western state. It is a problem.
Yeah.
It definitely is. Even with the Coast Guard, I talked to a Coast Guard member who are also a law enforcement as well as a military. And the guy said, you know, it used to be, and this is how things are changing, you had to go to the water when a rescue was needed. And we went there and we did it and we didn't mind regardless of what happened. The saying was, you have to go in, but you don't have to come out. He said, now the policy is, if you go in, you better come back and you better bring your equipment back intact. Damn the people that you're going to rescue. Now, they don't say damn the people you're going to rescue, but the message is, you know, they're secondary to you coming back with your equipment. Listen, it's not the police officer or the Coast Guardsman life that's at priority. It's the person that you serve, and that seems to be missing, and I call it cowardice.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Tom, thank you.
That's all I've got. Thank you.
Yep, thank you for the call. Good call, as always. And there's definitely more that we could dig into this article, but we're out of time for tonight. But, again, the link has been posted to the Facebook and the Twitter, and you know, we're always online at freetalklive.com, and we're live here every night of the week. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.